Children are instant reflectors. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Absolute Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Children are instant reflectors. How facile, how movable are the thoughts and minds of children? Children will instantly get a hold of whatever wonderful ideas we want to share with them. If we tell a child that they're wonderful and they're fantastic and they're glorious, instantly their faces brighten up and instantly their lives take a new turn. And if we say, hey, and we change their attention from one thing to another, they move from one thing to another quickly and easily and efficiently and wonderfully, and it doesn't make any difference. If you tell a child, we're going to go to Disneyland, and the child says, wow, yes, let's go to Disneyland. And then you call up and you say, hey, I have to work late. We can't go to Disneyland. Sorry about that. We will go another day. Is that okay with you? But that was funny to go today. Yeah, I know. But I really can't get away. Will you forgive me? Can I take you another day? Sure. Okay. And so they let go of the idea of going to Disneyland, and they put on another idea that they create for themselves, since their dad wasn't able to take them to Disneyland. And so they don't worry about it. They don't think about it. They're like animals, you know. We have a number of dogs. We have Little Love, who is a mini pin, and we have Rex, who is a golden retriever. And I say to Rex, now, Rex, I want you to walk with me lovingly. And Rex says, but Dad, you usually let me run by myself, and I want to get out here and run. And I say, Rex, you're going to walk with me. Rex does not say, Dad, I want to get out here and run by myself. Rex does not. That's my thought. His thought is to totally cooperate, like a child. His thought is to totally go along with whatever is the current instant mode of thinking. And so I say, well, in watching the dog whisperer, I think it's a great show. And in watching the dog whisperer, I see how he comes to these people's homes, and these people are having difficulty with their dogs. Their dogs pull on the leash, and they are uncaring, and they're just off. And then he says, now look, understand the nature of a dog. And that's really the nature of a human being and the nature of everything. Understand the nature of the dog. The nature of the dog. The dog is a pack animal. And the dog likes to have a leader. And if the dog doesn't have a leader, then he must be the leader. And so he gets out in front and pulls. He gets out in front and he checks the territory out. And he makes sure that there are no other things around that might bother his master, who is really not his master, it's his in tow. You have your children in tow, and you have your wife and your family in tow with you, and you are the leader, you are the alpha, you are the pack head. And so, when I walk Rex, I hold him so that he has his nose about at my knee or behind. And I sometimes have to hold him on very short leash to keep him there. And occasionally he'll turn his face and his head up toward me, and he'll look as though I should be doing something different. And then the thought flashes through my mind, he'd like to get off the leash and run around here on 100 acres and have fun. And then the thought comes back to me, I am the master. He thinks what I think. He is my pet. He is my dog. He is my stem cell. And he is waiting upon me for me to give him suggestions what to do. So, we come to my meditation benches. And as we do, he pulls me a little bit over toward the meditation bench, even though he's behind me. Because he knows we always go there and sit down for a few moments to meditate. And then, when I stand up, he doesn't get up immediately. He waits for me to say, okay, let's go now. And then he walks beside me, and we walk together. He is docile. He is facile. He listens to my thought. He listens to my desire for him. But I must constantly be on command and in control. If I let him run, and I don't see him for a moment, and I think, oh dear, where is he? Is he getting into mischief? Is he doing something he shouldn't? He's getting into mischief, and he's doing something he shouldn't. Now, if I think about him, he is surrounded by my pure white light of love. He is always doing the right thing. He is always being the right thing. He is always going the right direction. He is very dependable. He is a wonderful dog. He is the dog. But if I worry in the slightest, then I translate that worry into his thinking because he is very receptive to me. Children are like that too. Children are very receptive to everything. They are instant reflectors of what we think and what we are. Children are like stem cells. Children are like our undifferentiated ideas, undifferentiated atoms, undifferentiated consciousness, all available to be told what to do and how to do it. Now, the sooner I learn how to be master of my thought, then I will be master of the thought of all creatures, human beings included, children, adults, animals, that are around me. When the dog whisperer comes into a house and the dog is very vicious to any guest, he puts his chest out, puts his chin up, and with confidence he speaks mentally to the dog and he says, I am the alpha member here now. I am in charge. And the dog is confused because the dog thinks he's in charge. He doesn't think his master's in charge. He thinks he's in charge. And so in comes the dog whisperer with this attitude. And when the dog doesn't immediately want to cooperate, he takes his hand on the shoulder of the dog and gently turns the dog over and then with his fingers bites into the flesh of the dog. Bites is not the right word, but clinches into the flesh. So the dog knows that it's like the alpha dog controls the rest of the pack. He grrs and puts his teeth into the dog, but he doesn't hurt the dog. He merely informs the dog that, hey, I'm dad, I'm the boss, I'm the one making the rules around here. Now cooperate. And if the dog doesn't cooperate, he'll go after him again for a minute. Or he'll stand with his legs over the dog, and the dog will be lying on his back, and then he'll look up at the alpha dog, and the alpha dog will grrr. Now, don't you forget it. I don't. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that I'm the master. I'm the boss. And I know I'm the boss, and so I'd like to let you know, too, so that we don't have any misunderstanding. Well, children like to know that their parents are the ones who make the rules in the family, and that the society is a set of rules that they learn to follow. And children are very flexible. They move right along. They are instant reflectors of what we believe. And if you and I are parents who lie to our children, and we lie to our children when we say, whatever you put in your consciousness is what you are. And then we watch the news and we watch the unhappy activities of the world, or we talk about illness and we talk about poverty and we talk about the problems. Talk about the solutions. Talk about that. But that's right. We're so accustomed to talking about the problem that we have not really learned how to talk about the solutions and make the solutions be beneficial to us as they are instantly to children. Children are instant reflectors. You tell a child, look, you go up to bed now and I'll bring you a glass of warm milk in a few moments and then you go to sleep and in the morning you'll feel just wonderful. Now, it doesn't matter what the problem may be the child may have. He will feel just wonderful. You say, but what if it is a... you're giving it power by saying, what if it's a disease? What if it's something evil? What if it's something... Let the doctor make those decisions and let that be on his conscience, not yours. You say your child is whole and perfect, always. You say your child is wonderful, always. And then your child reflects that. If you are insecure, if you are unsure of yourself, if I ever... let my son feel that I don't know what's going on, then he'll no longer think that his dad is the greatest dad in the entire world. And are we the greatest parent in the entire world? Are we the most wonderful person? Of course, we're the only parent our child will ever have. And the undifferentiated stem cells of our body are our children too. And the neighbor, the community, the world about us is our child. These are all our thought children. And whatever we think about them, whatever we expect out of them, that's what they give us, and that's what they are. Now, are you ready to be the master of yourself? Are you ready to be the master of your thought? Are you ready to know that children are instant reflectors of whatever it is? And are you ready, as am I ready, to take charge of my thoughts so beautifully that I cannot at any time say anything contrary about myself or anybody else or the world? Because if I do, so is it. Now you say, well, a teacher sometimes has to do it. No, if I think as a teacher I must be negative, then I empower that negativity. If I think as a teacher that all is good and beautiful and pure, and I believe that, and I stand firm in that awareness in myself, and I will not allow my consciousness to entertain anything other than that, then so it is. Now, that's what I choose to do today. I know children are instant reflectors, and I know my thoughts are children. I know that everything about me, everything I think about, is my child. And I like me. And I think about me, too. And I like me. And I think about me, too. And I like me. Oh, I think about me, too. And I like me. How about you? Yes, I know you like you because I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.